patient in the Czech Republic has become the first person in the world to survive for nearly 6 months without a heart. The patient, a 37-year-old firefighter, had a malignant tumour that allowed immediate transplantation as the only alternative. When a donor was not found in time, his heart was replaced by two mechanical pumps. Jaromír Pavlík has the story.
Czech firefighter Jakub Halík was operated on March 3rd, knowing he had a year to live or less. Previously, only one other patient in Texas underwent similar surgery. That patient did not survive. Halík has now been without a heart for almost half a year, still waiting for the appropriate donor. He says that although it was not an easy decision, there was really no other option.
It was definitely a difficult decision. I decided to fight for life and to undergo surgery. Now I feel great, both physically and emotionally. Actually, I can't recognize any difference from normal because my body still functions the same way. The only difference is that now I have no pulse.
Historically, the first attempts to use artificial heart technology date back to World War II and were gradually repeated as technology developed since 1953. The first attempts were completely outside the body, where the patient was hooked up to apparatus. The first real implant of a heart pump was made in 1968. The pump was used to support the left ventricle of the heart. What made the operation on Jakub Halík unique was the use of two pumps after the heart had been removed. Professor Jan Pirk, who oversaw the operation, explains why the implantation of the two-pump system was necessary.
Well, the reason is that the heart has two sides, left and right. Heart is a two-pump system. If we remove heart, we have to replace it by two pumps. We only left in the body the posterior wall of the left and right atrium, and all other parts of the heart were removed.
According to Professor Pirk, the pumps completely replace the left and right ventricle.
The left pump is pumping the blood in aorta in the body, and the right pump is pumping the blood in the pulmonary artery and in the lungs. The difference is that the right side system is a low pressure and the left side is a high pressure system. So it was very difficult to make it to work with a low pressure, but we solved the problem within a couple hours.
The patient since the operation remains in hospital, but is mobile and fully active with some limitations. While he can take the stairs, for example, it would be not possible to take part in more strenuous activity. For that, he'll have to wait for a successful transplant. As for the operation and use of the heart blood pumps, termed the HeartMate 2, widespread use is generally not expected, as the nature of Mr. Halík disease is fairly rare. In most other transplant cases, the single pump is usually enough. Professor Jan Pirk again.
I don't think it will be soon, because I hope that these malignant tumors will be not a very common disease, so I don't know. Worldwide, yes, but not in single center.
Jan Pirk, ending that report by Jaromír Pavlík.